Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 119. Apple Maps now displays COVID-19 vaccination locations, testing, and using location tracking. Let's go to the show. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's recent announcement on new COVID features in the Maps application. You can now ask the S Lady or search within Maps to find nearby COVID-19 vaccine providers throughout the United States, with operating hours and links to important information. We will cover how these tips work and talk about other features for finding COVID testing and using location tracking. Apple updated Apple Maps this week with COVID-19 vaccination locations from Vaccine Finder, a free online service developed by Boston Children's Hospital that provides the latest vaccine availability for those eligible at providers and pharmacies throughout the United States. Users can find nearby COVID-19 vaccination locations from the search bar in Apple Maps by selecting COVID-19 vaccines in the Find Nearby menu or by asking the S Lady, "Where can I get a COVID vaccination?" The Apple Maps place card for each vaccine site will include the operating hours, address, phone numbers, and a link to the provider's website where Maps users can learn more about the available vaccines and book appointments. The initial rollout includes more than 20,000 locations, with Apple adding more sites in the coming weeks. You can see examples at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. Along with the data provided by Vaccine Finder, healthcare providers, labs, or other businesses can submit information on COVID-19 testing or vaccination locations on the Apple Business Register page. Once validated, Apple may display information about the testing or vaccination locations to people using Apple services such as Apple Maps. Information including address, operating hours, contact information, and more can be found on the provider's place card in Apple Maps. The update is the latest effort from Apple to help users better navigate the pandemic and take the proper steps to protect their health. We will now look at other features Apple Maps has to battle COVID. COVID-19 testing locations. Last year, Apple updated Apple Maps to display COVID-19 testing sites in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Portugal, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, and the United States. Now there's local businesses updates. Apple Maps now displays COVID-19 modules on the business place cards for more than 4,400 locations, allowing retailers to communicate COVID-19 related information to their customers, like special shopping hours. Next is the S Lady's knowledge about COVID-19. In addition to helping users find nearby testing sites and vaccination locations, the S Lady can quickly identify outdoor dining options or provide a list of nearby restaurants offering takeout. S Lady audio briefs help users receive the latest news and information about the pandemic through short podcasts from trusted news providers. And S Lady can also provide guidance and resources from the CDC if asked. For example, you could ask, "How do I know I have the coronavirus?" Additionally, Apple released a mobility data trends tool from Apple Maps to support the impactful work happening worldwide to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. This mobility data can provide helpful insights to local governments and health authorities and may also be used as a foundation for new public policies by showing the change in volume of people driving, walking, or taking public transit in their communities. To learn more about COVID-19 mobility trends, visit the Mac Minutes website at episode 119 at macminutes.blubrry.net. or you can go directly to the Apple website at apple.com/COVID-19/mobility. Let's look at some of the other features which you can use to battle COVID-19. We will teach you how to do COVID-19 location trace using your iPhone. I hope you'll never have to use what you're about to learn. Hopefully, you're able to get the vaccine first. Many states and countries are still seeing surges in new COVID cases, and they're strained to keep up with their tracking. Often, the delays are days, if not weeks. Can you trace back where you've been over the past week with accuracy? It would take me a while, and I'm not sure if I would have it completely accurate. You are about to learn how to make it perfect. Well, with your iPhone, you can have the data in minutes because your iPhone knows where you are at all times and where you have been. In a second, we will show you how to trace back days, if not weeks, into your past. This is important. Apple takes privacy very seriously, and the data is stored on your iPhone and not elsewhere. Furthermore, you need the password to get the data. Prepare yourself for a shock when you look at your data. It will show you the location, time, frequency, and a map. You can notify people you've come in contact with or possibly find out where you have gotten the virus. This is an invaluable skill in tracking the environment, and why it's not more publicized, I have no idea, especially when lives are at stake. As a side note, you can also delete this feature and turn it off if you prefer. It's really a neat way to backtrack without a lot of thought. This may be a good time to pause the podcast while you get your iPhone and a pen and pencil and pad of paper and listen to this again. First step is to open your iPhone settings. Next, tap on Privacy, select Location Services, then tap on System Services. Scroll down until you see Significant Locations. Tap on it. You will see the history. Press on it. You should now see your history with every place you've been and a map, times, and locations. You can take a screenshot of the different locations and print them out, and in a few minutes be able to transcribe them and make meaningful notifications to that you can base on fact and not a guess. More than likely, after the entry reminds you of the visit, you will be able to expound on the specifics of the visit in detail, almost to the point where some people may wonder how you were able to recite such a diary. With tools like this on your iPhone, a lot more people could be tracing their location or providing to a contact tracer, if you are so lucky, information about their travels and who may be impacted. Hopefully you've got your vaccine. And if you do have your vaccine, you need to keep your record. A good way to do so is to take a picture of it and store it in your photos file so it's easily accessible. If you really want to go the extra step, you can save it as your lock screen. That way you'll have it readily available to show any business associates or businesses that you are fully vaccinated. I did a pretty thorough look on the Apple App Store, and currently there is no method to store the COVID-19 vaccination record, and this seems like the best we have so far. I'm sure in the future there will be options. Let's move on to one more piece of news. Tech journalists have alerted readers to be on the lookout for an Apple hardware announcement or virtual event believed now to be in April. Apple has yet to make any announcement confirming the report. If there is an announcement, we will be posting it on our Mac Minute social media accounts. And that is all we have from the Mac Minutes podcast news for this week. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For all the podcast listeners out there, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, getting your vaccines, and looking forward to next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll see you soon.